Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Very exciting to see both UCLA and USC in the Elite Eight of March Madness, the men's basketball NCAA tournament. Just great. It's first time in history that both schools have made the Elite Eight in the very same season. Just terrific. And also there is Oregon State as well. So the Pac-12 showing its power as we get closer to the end here of March Madness for the NCAA championships. Tomorrow on Air Talk, we'll preview the matchups, big games with USC taking on the overall number one seed in Gonzaga. Boy, did they look great over the weekend. That would be an enormous upset if the Trojans are able to beat Gonzaga. And for UCLA, they take on the top regional seed, Michigan. That coming up. That's after they beat Michigan State in their play-in round early on in the tournament. So we'll preview both of those matchups, the Elite Eight of March Madness. That's tomorrow on Air Talk right here on KPECC. Go Trojans, go Bruins. Let's hope that both of our local teams pull off the upsets in their games tomorrow. Right now, I want to hear from you what rituals or routines that you've adopted to cope with the pandemic. So maybe you've been going out to work and it's been the stress of being out there in the world every day as an essential worker amidst the threat of getting COVID-19 yourself. So what kinds of ways have you found to relax yourself or to cope with that stress? Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you just feel pent up, cooped up in your house because you've been working at home and your kids maybe are studying remotely at home. You've got that to juggle and all the stress of that, even though you're employed. So maybe you've come up with some different routines to make your life actually better that you weren't forced to come up with pre-pandemic, and now you want to keep it. I'd love to hear from you. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. What routine or ritual have you introduced that you want to keep post-pandemic? Jenny, in North Hollywood, what is it for you that you've adopted?
My husband and I take a walk every single night, which we definitely did not do pre-pandemic. But, you know, we started doing it because we just needed to get out of the house. And now it's ritual. And it's our time to, even though we've spent most of the day together in lockdown, we still have so much to say to each other on our walks. And it's really been a wonderful bonding experience.
That's great, Jenny. I know in our neighborhood, so many more people are out walking now. And I thought with the gyms reopening, and I know it's limited capacity indoors, I thought, well, maybe we'd see fewer of the walkers because a lot of the cyclists and walkers came out once the gyms closed. But I'm still seeing large numbers of people walking around our neighborhood, which is wonderful. It's really great. And what'll be really great is when we're totally through the pandemic, we don't have to wear masks when we're out walking. We can smile at each other and stuff that you can't do now. I'm really looking forward to that. Jenny, thank you so much. That's a perfect one to start off with because I think so many people who didn't walk each day are now doing so. And I'm sure dogs are very happy about that as well. Doug, in North Hills, what ritual or routine have you introduced during the pandemic that you intend to keep?
Well, I thought I would be home for maybe 3 weeks, and then that became 3 months, and then looked like, oh God, maybe a year. So I just started doing yard work, and I took my backyard and turned it from a little jungle into a little Palm Spring. And now, honestly, about a year out, I've started working on the front yard, and I even have a dentist appointment that I'm going to. And after that, I'm going to go and get some mulch for the front yard. I love it.
Oh, that's great. That is wonderful. And so you're going to just keep it up now that you've redoing the front and the back and going to be gardening all the time?
You know, it's actually, my husband is a little worried because it started spawning all these home improvement projects, because I'll just buy a couple light fixtures and think, that would look better than what's there. And they'll sit out, and then eventually, you know, he'll come back after a trip, and everything's changed, and he looks around quizzically, like, did I move into the same house again? So it's just started me on this road of, if you've got the time, just do it. I mean, time like the present.
Doug, thanks so much. Appreciate it. 866-893-KPECC. Ricky in Placentia, what are you doing as a routine or ritual that you intend to keep now that you've discovered it?
So there used to be a time where I used to always be on the road, grabbing a cup of coffee, not really enjoying that simple cup of coffee. And most recently, I've been enjoying just the most simple cup of coffee. Waking up, I look forward to it, sitting for 5 to 10 minutes, relaxing, taking that first sip, and just enjoying sitting in the backyard. It's very basic, very simple, but that's one thing. Prior to the pandemic, I was always on the road. Now, being hunkered down at home, I'm able to enjoy that routine.
That's great. What kind of work do you do, Ricky?
I'm an air quality inspector with the South Coast AQMD. So I've been able to, we've been able to balance our field work and our homework. So it's pretty nice.
That's great. Ricky, thanks so much. So that sort of start of the day, centering yourself with a coffee, just sitting there and enjoying the start of the day. For Ricky, 866-893-KPECC. Or the AirTalk page, we have a little problem with. We're just getting that ironed out, and then you can comment on the AirTalk page. You can tweet at AirTalk, and you can post on the AirTalk Facebook page right now as well. I'm not sure if it's Teresa or Teresa in Culver City. You're on.
Hi, Larry. Yeah, so I started dating my boyfriend, Matt, during pandemic, and we've been very careful about keeping separated. So although we did meet once, it was wonderful. But since we've been apart, I've sent him poetry at least 2 to 3 times a week. I just make a little video on my computer and send it to him. And that's my way of staying in touch without
without the physical. Yeah. And so is that something that you think, once you're able to get together regularly with your boyfriend, that you'll still keep that part of your relationship?
I definitely want to keep it.
That's great. Thank you so much. Great to hear from you. We're going to take more listener calls as we continue on Air Talk. What I'm asking is, what routine or ritual have you adopted to help you cope with the pandemic? To relieve stress, to do, as Teresa just mentioned, sort of a workaround to a lack of being able to get together with a new boyfriend. So using poetry as a way to communicate feelings, you know, aside from just talking with her boyfriend. 866-893-KPECC. We'll be back in 1 minute. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. I've seen the Mantle household. One of the things that's become much more a part of our routine is cooking together at home. We used to go out to eat more, and now we are doing more of that. I see Parker, you nodding as well, our engineer. And I think that's true of a lot of people, and I hope to keep that. We will be going out to eat more once we're all fully vaccinated in the household, but because it's important to support our restaurants as well. But it has been really nice, you know, and our son being home from college because his school is closed to, you know, the residence halls there are closed, and he's a good cook, and so we've each had an opportunity. I'm the least skilled in the kitchen, but I help, and it's been very nice, I have to say. That's positive, and hopefully we'll keep that going. Tom in Woodland Hills, you're on Air Talk. What is it that you have adopted as a ritual or routine that you intend to keep?
Hi, Larry. About 2 years ago, I broke a drug and addiction out, drug and alcohol addiction through 12-step programs. And a lot of those have now gone to Zoom format. And it's become so easy for me to attend meetings 3, 4, or 5 times a week just to keep myself comfortable and connected to that community of people.
That's wonderful. And is that something you want to keep going, doing your meetings remotely?
Well, as the restrictions of COVID and the onset of vaccinations, increase, I think that a lot of meetings will go back to being live. But I've heard in a lot of cases they're going to be hybrid meetings now, so that in the future a
sure.
lot of meetings will be both live but also with a Zoom component.
And all right.
a surprising number of people who have gotten sober during this time, amazingly, just through attending Zoom meetings.
Yeah, Tom, that's great because, it's wonderful to have that hybrid for some people who might be able to attend meetings much more regularly doing it over Zoom, and then others who really crave that in-person experience and for whom that is more therapeutic. And that's great to hear. And congratulations on 2 years of sobriety, Tom. A wonderful, wonderful accomplishment. So we applaud you for that. Let's see. Oh, gosh, so many great ones. Let's talk with Jesse in San Pedro. Jesse, what routine or ritual have you added?
Good morning. What I started doing this past year is combining two hobbies together, and it's garden model railroading.
So you've set up in your yard a model railroad?
Exactly. I collect trains as a hobby, but I took this to the realm of going outside, and I enjoy gardening, so now I can kill two birds with one stone.
And are you going to keep doing it once things return to normal?
Oh, I got major plans to go around the whole house.
Sounds fun. Jesse in San Pedro, thank you so much. Jana in Playa Vista, what routine or ritual have you taken on?
Yeah, so I adopted a puppy at the start of COVID as a companion, and I started going to the dog park every day. And I built a group of friends there, and the group has been slowly growing as more people get dogs. And then I also started going, joined a cycling studio that moved outdoors, and that's another great community I've built, and go cycling every day now just because I love meeting the people and the exercise.
All right. Well, keep it up. That sounds great, Jana, in Playa Vista. Let me read some comments from social media. Sunny Hill Sooner tweets, let's see. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's from our last segment. My apologies. TJ Ferris writes on our Facebook page, we started making blueberry pancakes every Sunday. It's turned into a really lovely way to have family time and good conversations. This will definitely continue. BJ Cohen writes on Facebook, I dabbled in watercolor painting pre-pandemic. Since I had so much time on my hands, I joined an online private artist group. We share tips, techniques, and take classes together. I've since converted a guest room to an art studio. Can't stop me now selling some of my artwork, too. BJ, that is terrific. Shirley writes on the Facebook page, I've taken to doing daily mindful meditation to deal with stress during the shutdown and found it helps me be more in the moment rather than fretting about what might happen. I hope to sustain this practice now as we're returning to, quote, normalcy and its stresses. And Claire writes on Facebook, my 6-year-old daughter and I get together with 2 other families with kids on Zoom for pizza night every Friday. It's really special because we live in Ladera Heights and the other families live in Hollywood and Arcadia. So we probably wouldn't get together in person weekly just because of the trek. So this weekly pizza night has been so much fun. I hope we keep it up. Claire, that sounds wonderful. Let's take another call. This is from Stacy in Huntington Beach. Stacy, what routine have you adopted?
I'm getting my 10,000 steps a day. One of your prior callers mentioned that meetings have now gone to Zoom and they'll go back to a hybrid form. I do a lot of meetings for work, and at the beginning of the pandemic, I was on my chair in my home office at my desk in front of Zoom from, basically 10 to 12 hours a day. And now I get to take those webinars and do them as I'm walking outside, get some fresh air and get my 10,000 steps. And, you know, those are the webinars where I don't actually have to show myself on video.
Yeah, yeah.
So listen and comment as needed.
All right. Stacy, thanks very much. Gia, in Newport Beach, you came up with something for date night with your husband?
Yes. We used to be really busy. I mean, just packed calendar, and then everything shut down. And so instead of going, you know, out to dinner or with big groups of friends, we started doing a weekly drive to a spot to watch the sunset with a glass of wine. And it's so simple, but I feel so connected to him in that moment. And so I really hope we continue that.
Oh, Gia, that sounds great. Very romantic. And I love anything that is an appreciation of the beauty of Southern California. What a great way to spend time with your husband weekly. Gia, thank you so much for that. I'll read the ones that we have left. Melissa in downtown Los Angeles says, since I live downtown, we got some turf to garden on the balcony. Also, my fiance and I decided to eat dinner at the table without the TV. All right, Melissa. Michelle in Jefferson Park said, my friend started a game show online. We all play Thursday nights. It's called You Know It. I reconnected with old friends that I haven't seen in 30 years. Michelle, that's great. And Jeffrey in Beverly Hills said, I've been reading aloud to family members during the pandemic, particularly a friend who's been confined to a nursing facility. There's such a restriction of activity in her life that is gratifying for both of us that we go into a different world of books. And Jeffrey has a gorgeous voice, so you could read to anybody and they'd appreciate it. Jeffrey, thank you so much for that. Wonderful suggestions. You can keep sharing them on our AirTalk page that's back up or on the AirTalk Facebook page. Much more to come in Hour 2.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.